Though the boys were good students, neither graduated from high school. Not many did in those days, actually. Wilbur was hit in the face with a baseball bat when he was a teenager and suffered from irregular heartbeats the rest of his life. He stayed at home for a while, during which time their mother developed tuberculosis, which at that time was a devastating disease with no known cure. Wilbur recovered himself and then stayed at home to care for his mother. Orville left high school on his own to start a printing business. He and Wilbur designed a printing press that worked very well. The two later sold the printing business and opened a bicycle shop. They were both very good mechanics and could fix just about anything anyone asked them to fix. They inherited this skill and desire from their mother, who was the family mechanic. It was in the bicycle shop that the idea of the airplane was born. One day, Wilbur squeezed an empty bicycle tube box flat. He noticed how it looked when he twisted in his hands. The flattened box is the exact shape of the two-winged glider that the Wrights would produce just a couple years later. They also used a bicycle chain as a propeller on their plane. It should be pointed out here that the Wrights had to invent the propeller as a means of propulsion. The double triangle design of the plane also looks a lot like a bicycle. And one day in 1902, Orville and Wilbur took turns pedaling one of their own bicycles down a city street as fast as they could go, with a third wheel attached in front. The wheel was mounted flat on the handlebars. It spun freely with two metal plates on top of it. One plate was flat and the other was curved. This setup allowed the Wrights to measure air resistance, another key to building an airplane that would work. The Wrights had also made kites, very large ones, in fact. By 1900, they were making ones so large that people could fly in them, sort of. These were called gliders, and Orville and Wilbur actually built one or two that were large enough for a person to ride in. They flew on nothing but air current, and the person could get a ride of about 10 seconds before the glider came down to the ground.